In 3, 2, 1. Welcome everybody to the Upside Downside podcast. Jeff and I are here together in person in New York City, in Manhattan, in Midtown today. And we're excited to be together for once. Usually we're doing this over the computer.
Right.
Since I'm located in Charleston, South Carolina, and Jeff's in New Jersey, New York.
Long trip. We're going to make it there one day, me and my wife, though. We promised Danielle today that we're going to be there.
Yeah. So
we'll do one in South Carolina.
With palm trees in the background instead of buildings.
Got to work on my southern accent, though.
There you go. So do I. Well, thanks again for joining us. We're excited to be here. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I think pretty much everybody can relate to, work-life balance and what it means. So I think that the definition is different to everybody. And the balance is going to depend on your needs and wants and where you are at in your life, whether you're early in your career.
Well, you're the best at it, because I remember when we were doing iTemp and you had the big job at the construction company and you had to work a lot of hours there. And then whenever we did iTemp stuff, but you always said to me, back then, if James has an event or a school event, I'm making sure I attend it.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think you versus a lot of other people. I don't know how you're doing now, because you're still working hard and you got 3 kids now. So I'd love to hear how you're managing your life balance, because back then you were the best at it. You always made time for your kids.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's been important. And I think that I'll answer your question in a second, but it also changes. Like, because you think about like when you're first getting into college and then you're right out of college, you're like fresh, you're ready, you're excited, like your feet are on the turf, you're ready to go. And during that time period, that's really when you have time to grind. Like work-life balance, like you should probably be working more and less balancing life, but like also having friends and social life and family. But if you're going to put the time in to try to create your career, if you have a vision by that age, you know, and a goal, that's the time to do it before life gets too complicated, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, and then that's what I did, you know, and in many different careers.
Well, also, if you have a spouse that pitches in too, that can help you achieve your business goals without the family suffering.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I feel like during the ages of like pretty much, it's going to depend on different people, but generally like 18 to 30, 35, when you're in that like prime time age, as long as you have a goal and a vision, whether it's climbing a career ladder of like the corporate ladder, trying to get a better position, or some type of promotion, or if you have like you want to start your own business and you're putting time in to build that on the side or whatever it is, or you have a current business and you want to grow it, really put everything in there while you can, and while your commitments to life don't, before things change. I mean, some people don't have kids and they're still going to want to that balance, because you're going to burn out if you do that forever, you know?
No, burnout's a big thing. I mean, I was just reading an article in the Sunday paper on the train on the ride into Manhattan, and it said companies on Tuesdays, whatever, there's been a 287% increase from before COVID in golf, because employers are urging their employees who are working really hard, hey, take an afternoon off, go golfing, relax, unwind. So employers are recognizing also the life balance, and the ones that are being more flexible are actually getting more out of their employees, because they'll come back and then they'll work late, or they'll put extra hours in during the week because their employer is so supportive.
Right. Yeah. And they appreciate that. And that's what's going to create job security and eliminate like the rotating door situation with positions. So, yeah, I think that if you have that vision, I know a lot of people don't have it figured out yet, and no, you're trying to see what job works.
That's why we want to talk about this. Impacts everyone, and you don't want to put stress on marriages, relationships, right, your kids. And, I mean, in that same article, and I know when you first started, I think you had your own hairdressing place. I mean, you've had like 18 businesses for your age, but it said now certain hairdressing salons are allowing people to take Zoom right in the chair with their computer, so that while they're getting their hair done,
they can work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that last time I was there. Not Zoom, but I asked them, I was like, do you have good Wi-Fi before I make this appointment? Because they only had the middle of the day. And I'm like, that's like my prime hours. I only have so much time while my kids are in school, and I have to optimize that.
I know.
So they're like, no, we have good Wi-Fi. And I brought my computer. I said, do you mind? They don't care, you know? So you just be respectful and put
headphones on. How about the kids? Do they like when mom's working hard or dad's working hard, do they ever ask questions or what do you? I mean, I remember when we did iTemp, we even had James film one of the Shark Tank films to make him part of the experience, which helped both of us.
I try to. So, like, my oldest is about almost 8, and my other ones are like 5 and almost 3. So, for the ones that can really understand it, and I'll tell them all until they do, is I try to explain it to them. Like, if I have to take time away to work, and I always make dinner every night. Like, we're always, whether Jim makes it or I make it, I physically am there for dinner no matter what. But most nights, I'm able to stop when they get home. You know, Jim will do homework with them or whatever, or I will. And then I try to not pick up until either they're sleeping or the next day. And I'll try to just wake up earlier and just be present with them when they get home. How
No,
was your
Danielle, and
day?
we no, but Danielle, when just add to that, we had our startup, which we've talked a lot on previous podcasts. She would say to me, "Jeff, are you okay? Call me at 9 because the kids will be asleep by then." Like,
Yeah,
and I was
that's
fine with
super
that. But
important.
I mean, other people sometimes infringe on either their business partner or some bosses don't recognize the life balance, and I think they're not going to keep their employees long if those people really care about their family.
Yeah, exactly. And you're the same way. You've always made it at that point. You're like, now you have grandkids and even your own kids too, but your
My
grandkids
grandkids
come
forget
first.
priority. Like, I have my own consulting business. And a matter of fact, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I mean, it was funny. We played a lot of tennis. We were playing on the weekend. And my friend Sid, we had this planned all week to play. Yesterday was really nice in New York. It was in the 60s. And an hour before, he sent an apologetic email to the group that was playing. And he said, my daughter just called. My grandkids are coming over now, and I really can't play. And He said, "I really apologize." I said, "Don't apologize." He said, "Grandkids have priority if it's 10 minutes before we're supposed to play, because I understand that." But so, I got cases going on now. My son, who's an attorney, he's been working 12, 14 hours a day. People call him 11 o'clock at night. But he makes, he has to recognize that he loves his kids, and there's got to be a few hours, either on the weekend or at night, where he makes time for the kids and for his wife, because otherwise it's not fair, really. His wife's working in a tough job too. You got to share the responsibility.
And when you get to the point where like your career is more on like somewhat of an autopilot, you know, and your biz if you have a business, then that's more like, you know, everything's self-sustained, kind of running itself. You could do more of that, you know, then you have more
Yeah, you're
time.
right. If you see sunlight, like I think you can maybe, I don't want to say the word neglect, but you're probably going to minimize time with the family if you know by doing these things, let's say like a law firm or your business, 3 years from now, it's going to start working on its own, or I'm going to have enough people working in the firm that I'll be able to spend more time with my family. So that's really an investment for life balance. Basically
That's a good
saying for
way.
2 years, maybe I'm seeing them less than I want to, but because I'm doing this, 2 years from now, I'll be able to spend a lot more time with them and go on better trips and things like that.
There's different perspectives and ways to look at it, and it depends again where you are at. Have you accomplished like your goals, like to a certain extent? Like you want to keep always making new goals. You don't want to just accomplish and stop, right? So like for me, my career and my business is at a point where I'm very happy. It is self-sustained. We don't have to advertise or market for like new clients or anything. It's referral based at this point, which is great because we get phone calls every day. But so that is a less time consuming for me, you know, but and if I have to call somebody back after I'm with my kids, then I will. But when they're there, I'm present. Like, that's it. Like, when they're home and that's the time I'm planning on being with them. So I'll do like one late night a week or whatever it is.
No,
And that's it. No sports are that night. Nothing's going on. I sit down for dinner. Everyone understands. And I tell them like as if they're adults. Like, mommy's doing this because for our future, you know, because you want to go to
you want to
college one
explain it
day.
to them so they understand it.
We want to go on good vacations, whatever it is, like to invest in our well-being. This is why I'm doing this, to support you and our family, like my kids and my husband, my family.
So
So
I think the reason we're having this podcast, I mean, some of this sounds so simple, but it's really not, because sometimes you have organizations or bosses that put the pressure on you, and you feel if you don't stay to 9 o'clock every night, or you don't respond every second to work, and work starts becoming a priority that it shouldn't be. I mean, work is a priority, but your family should always be number one. And I think the smart, like we just talked about, I read that article, the smart organizations that have daycare that allow employees, maybe now that they're starting to see how hard they're working, to have some time off. I know when I was running an organization and someone said, "Hey, my kid has a baseball game tonight,"
Right.
I'd say, "Leave at 4 o'clock." You know, as long as you know they're not taking advantage, and it's true.
Right.
And I was telling you a story earlier at Arrow. I mean, I was kind of a workaholic as a general manager. I'd be working to 7, 8 o'clock every night. And the CEO, who I became pretty friendly with, and we're still friends, said to me, "Hey, your son's on the high school basketball game. I'm giving you an order." I go, "What?" And he goes, "Anytime Lorne has a basketball game, you better not be in the office. You better make his game. If I hear you missed his game, that's when I'm going to be upset."
Yeah, and
So
that's a
that
good.
takes a lot of pressure off you. And then, you know what? You really want to work for that guy
Right.
because he did that. So he's going to get that much
You
more out of you
appreciate that,
by
yeah.
treating you that way.
Right.
So I think everybody on here has to make their own decisions on life balance, Danielle,
Yeah.
but it's you recognize or those should be questions when you're changing jobs even. You know, usually it's, what's my salary? What's my hours? What's my job title? How much traveling? Is there any, how do you, I would ask the person hiring you and the HR people, how do you look at life balance in your organization?
Right, it's
And
an
see how they
important
respond.
question, right.
I think it's a good question for you to ask when you're getting interviewed.
Right, yeah, so what we do at MTRS is like, I offer flex hours for everybody, so like one of the main girls, her hours, she can't start till 9:30 because she has got to put her kids on the bus. You know, the other person, kids are grown up, so she starts earlier in the day, you know, and then
You
the
can
other,
relate to it though.
yeah, and then the other one is younger, but she likes, you know, to travel or whatever it is, and then another one is whatever in a middle area, so she can do more flexible hours. So everybody's different, and that's one of the perks that I believe. As long as you're performing, you know, who cares? And there is times that we all have to be, you know, normal working hours at a normal time,
Well,
and we all want to
certain
be
months you may have to work
responsive,
more hours those
right? Like
months.
during our busy season, then that's like not as flexible, right? So we have like January through March, but that's all important, and that's because of the vision of family. And I think that the investment into like your physical, mental health is so important.
Yeah, so it's
So
not just
having
family. I
time.
know you make sure, because you're under a lot of stress that with work, that you get up early and I think you do your kickboxing or your workouts. I mean, it takes the stress off, right?
Yeah, it has to happen for
I mean,
me.
that's part of life balance, that people should do things they like.
Yes. Find what you like to do, and you know, it will. Whether if it's work, it will never feel like a job, and if it's outside of work, then it will be something to always look forward to. So,
So that's part of the whole life balance is, you know, the exercise. You know, I make sure Karen and I, we walk a mile every night, and, you know, winter or summer, sounds like James Taylor's song, Winter, Spring, Summer, or Fall. But, and I also, you know, I've been, you know, I'm in a 50, one of the reasons I went to a 55 and over is I knew I was going to keep working, but I also want to, you know, I worked a lot of hours in my career, and I want to make sure I have time to do some things. Like I've been playing tennis twice a week. I go to the gym to lift some weights or the treadmill.
yes, they say
You
you
know, we
stay
play
active.
poker, we play canasta. And you just got, you know, there's one afternoon where I get together with all the guys and we play cards, and I try not to schedule anything that
Yeah.
afternoon. And tomorrow is pretty funny.
And you look forward to it, I'm sure.
I just got a new, you know, 80% of my work, as you know, is pro bono. I just mentor a lot of startups, and I got introduced to a new person who reached out. I met her at one event. And she said, "Oh, can we talk tomorrow between 5 and 7?" And I know I'm babysitting, and my 5-year-old gets out of school, and I'm gonna want to spend those 2 hours with her. And I said, "It's not a good time.
Right.
You know, these are other alternatives for you." But
Right.
I could have easily said, "Yeah, we could do a half hour," and I would tell Parker, "Hey, I gotta get on a call." But no, she gets
You
priority.
don't need to do it. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. And guess what? Everyone can schedule another time. It's like,
Exactly.
we're not doing emergency services. We're not doctors and nurses. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
we can work around our schedule. Like, you can wait till the next day or the next morning. Like, it's not life threatening. You
No,
know?
but I love what you said. You know, discuss your life balance situation. If you're having a month or two where you're working harder, like, you know, in accounting, it's up to April 15th, or in your case,
Yeah,
sometimes March 15th.
right, exactly.
End of the year for corporations. I remember when I used to do planning at Arrow, and December was insane because we were doing business planning. Explain to your significant other, your spouse, or your kids, if they're old enough, that, hey, this is just going to be for a few weeks and this is the reason, and make it part of their family discussion.
Right. Exactly. And they understand it better. You know, it makes sense. So.
Because if they just see you coming home late every night and you didn't explain why, then that becomes like, you know, aren't we important?
Right. It's very important. So, well, this has been great. And every time we get to towards the end of the podcast, we always do the upsides and the downsides of the week. So we can start with that. Do you want to go first about upsides or downsides?
Yeah, I mean, I think the upside is that it's been over, you know, a little bit over a year. We were at the 55 and over, and it was a whole different case of new doctors, new friends, a whole different, you know, and it's really, we're really starting to see the benefits of it. It probably took a year to really see it, and you know, we're organizing now. You know, I'm on the social committee. She makes fun of me, of course. You're on the social committee, and you know, we got a bunch
Don't
of us,
expect
and we're going to
anything
go
less.
down Atlantic City for a few nights, and everybody's really excited about it. And I think the friendships that we're starting to make, and then, you know, you and I talked earlier when we
Yeah.
first met about the friendships you're making in South Carolina, is a real big upside. I mean, some of the downside is at my age, and you have a case now, I don't know if you're going to talk about it. At my age, you're starting to hear, you know, sad stories, you know,
Right.
people getting sick or people passing away. So my big thing now is, I told my wife, we're feeling great now. Let's keep traveling. Let's keep doing things. You know, I'm feeling great. But as you hit a certain age, you're hearing stories that are become stressful, and you can't let that bog you down. So maybe that's the downside. You know, I'm not going to share, but there's been a few cases of people getting sick in the community or friends of mine, and it, you know, you just got to get past that
It's
by talking
scary to
about
hear
the
that,
day-to-day friendships you have.
That's good. Yeah, it's I guess, especially when you have it back to back, I'm sure it's depressing, a little scary. You just
So
gotta
I know
keep
you know
moving
you've
forward.
yeah, I know you've had like some ups and downs in the last week or so.
Yeah, so I definitely had a huge downside. Someone that I was really close with in business that became somewhat personal as well did pass away. Ron Loveland. He was like known as like the mayor of manufacturing on Long Island. Really great stand-up guy. He was a West Point graduate engineer.
Cared
He
about people.
really was one of the like kindest men I've ever met. I always thought he was a great guy. He was on I we worked together with we had joint clients, and I was an associate of his company where I worked under his company in addition to my company. So I was basically like a subcontractor to him. And I've been invited to his house, I've met his wife. We've always talked about his kids. He's got 11 grandkids, and he was only 68 years old. And he had a sudden passing, completely unexpected, just last Saturday to Sunday, when I got the phone call from his wife. I was in complete shock, and so was everybody else. And the amount of phone calls and messages that I've gotten from this is more than some I've even gotten from family members. It's insane. It's like he was just so impactful, charismatic. He was a sweetheart, and going to his funeral and attending that, I learned so much more that he was involved in his church and helping adolescents, and really just seems like the funnest father, grandfather,
Some of the
dancer.
comments, you know, I had the privilege just, you know, through Danielle meeting Ron maybe once or twice in a few Zooms, but I wanted to make sure I went into LinkedIn and, you know, I left a little message, but the message just showed the type of person he was.
Right, yeah, you can see everyone says like he's had a volunteer spirit, he's been a stand-up guy, one of the kindest people I've ever met. And to get that whole package, you know, you don't come across all that every day, and he's always was willing to help. And I looked at him a little bit like an unplanned mentor. I looked up to him because as of just of his ways and the way he dealt with people from that on a personal level, just like I look up to you with that. And I learned a lot, and his funeral was it was depressing. It was hysterical, and so was every grown man in that room, and woman. But I also felt a little bit inspired at the same time, where hearing what he's done, that I want to do more for
He said
others
that,
as
so that,
well.
so and he's having, hopefully he had an impact on you in that way, even after passing away and other people.
Right. We keep saying, like everyone keeps saying, like you know, his legacy will live on, and I'm hoping that part of his legacy will branch off through other people, including
Doing things like him,
myself.
like he did.
Yeah, charity work, giving back. I don't know what it's going to be yet for my next venture, but I need to do more is what I've realized, because it's hard with time, like we said, work-life
yeah,
balance.
I know.
But just a little bit is better.
But look
than
what
nothing.
You know what Danielle did. I mean, that's the type of special person she is. Is she made sure she flew in? You know, I know you had a family event on Sunday.
Yeah.
A happy event.
Right.
Baby
yes.
shower.
Yes.
But I mean, she flew in a day early with all the stuff she's got going on with her kids to make sure she attended Ron's funeral. And then for me, she stayed an extra day. So we've been talking about doing a live podcast.
Right. Yes.
I don't like the way I look today. I'm tired.
No, but, you look great.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, that's the type of person she is. You know, you could always rely on her during tough times. And, you know, that just proves to me, you know, why I continue, you know, this long-term friendship, which I know we'll have till the end of time.
We will, for sure. So
I know, was the upside like the chef?
The upside was the legacy part of, and trying to give back. And again, I don't know what that is yet for me, what that's going to look like, but it will be something.
Well, I know you'll do it if you're saying
if
it.
If I say I'm going to do it.
I know it.
You're the same
I'll
way.
I'll put $1,000 on it that you'll do it.
It's going to happen.
So I don't know how this went out first live one, but it's in Manhattan. We're actually going out for dinner with our last guest tonight,
yes,
Kathy Moss. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, we'll take some pictures.
And we'll continue some further life discussions tonight at dinner, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, philosophy we're going to get into with her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, we're excited. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We hope you had a good listen and maybe even a good watch. We look forward to speaking next week. And any topics, again, that you have or ideas, send them over our way. And keep listening.
Yeah, and have an upside week. And we're getting more and more responses and people tuning in. So we appreciate it.